What's up, folks? Well, on Super Bowl Sunday, a mass shooting, an attempted mass shooting, let's call it, just occurred at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. Joel Osteen's mega church. Let's take a look at it right now. It's still developing. I think multiple people are injured. More things are coming to the surface right now. Lakewood Church shooting, woman with child in tow opens fire inside Joel Osteen's Texas mega church. Now, it was a woman with a child. A woman with a child. Two people were injured, and one suspect was killed during a shooting at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church on Sunday afternoon, Texas authorities say. During the press conference, Police Chief Troy Finner said the shooting began at 1:53 p.m. It happened around the time that the Spanish language church was service was scheduled to start. The suspect was a woman. It was a woman with a child. It makes me wonder if it was an illegal immigrant. Could this be one of the first of many to come? Activated immigrants that will be doing mass shootings. So the suspect was a woman, entered the church with a long rifle. She was wearing a backpack and a trench coat and was accompanied by a small child, approximately 4 to 5 years old. And she began shooting off-duty officers. So this is why guns are so important, folks. Bad people will always get guns. It's good to be, especially in Texas, conceal and carry. These were off-duty officers that engaged with the woman and returned fire. Probably saved, hundreds of lives, if not even thousands. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said that two people were injured, including a 57-year-old man who was shot in the leg. The child that the shooter came with was also injured and remains in critical condition. Finner also disclosed that the suspect mentioned that she had a bomb. I said the southern border has been wide open and there's been explosives coming over with military-grade weaponry. Once she went down, officers reported back to us that she threatened that she had a bomb, the police chief explained. So we searched her vehicle, our bomb squad, and also found a backpack she brought. No explosives were found, but she was also spraying some type of substance on the ground. She was spraying a substance on the ground. Interesting. The death of the shooter was first announced by Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez earlier this afternoon. Correction, shooter is down, Gonzalez wrote on social media, but it does not appear that at HCSOT, Texas deputies fired shots, other agencies fired. So we continue to assist in a methodical, thorough search for the complex. At around 2:10 p.m., Central Time, Gonzalez announced that there were possibly shots fired at or around Lakewood Church. Less than an hour later, Texas police confirmed that the scene was Lakewood Church. Police later advised that anyone with missing family members should head to the family reunification location at Greenway Plaza's Lifetime Fitness Gym. So Lakewood Church confirmed on X that there was a shooting and asked the users, please pray for Lakewood and our community. And here's Greg Abbott saying in the press release sent to the local outlets, Governor Greg Abbott called the shooting tragic. Folks, like we've said many times, this is going to pick up. And now when you see that churches are targeted, who was this lady? Are they not saying who she is? I mean, to me, with a small child comes in with a long-range rifle, could it be an illegal immigrant? More on this story is developing, but let's see what happens. I say that this is going to pick up, and it's really going to pick up coming into the election of 24. So a lot of people are going to be activated. This is something that we've been talking about for a very long time on my channel, my YouTube channel, my ninoscorner.tv. So folks, here we go. The craziness begins. Later.